Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second, the right fielder, George Spriggs. Batting third, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth, the catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Spriggs moves to second. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw bunts towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. May moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Shaw applying the tag. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich McKinney now playing shortstop. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Splitorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splitorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Piniella is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. May moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Splittorff bunts towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKinney. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd misplays the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spriggs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Brinkman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards short. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McKinney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 3 in the game. Knupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Paul Splitorf. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Wright juggles the ball. That's an error on Wright. Brinkman moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brinkman scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. May moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up beyond second. Noop can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrell moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.